RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Song 2. Now, to steal some words from one Truman Burbank, good morning, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. You have, we assume, joined us deliberately here on another episode of Song 2. If you are new, please stay and listen, as we think, no, we state... Yes, we state that the second song on an album is the best or most important on the record. It is a rather safe bet to say that if you've ever been to a sporting match, a rowdy get-together, or even just a social gathering where alcohol, perhaps, and personal interaction go hand in hand, odds on you've gone a bit salmon-like and leapt around to House of Pain's 1990s jam, Jump Around. Celebrated for its unparalleled ability to get just about anyone airborne, the arrangement for Jump Around is incredibly simple at its source. Crafted by House of Pain's turntablist DJ Muggs, the song is, as addressed in an article on ig.ft.com, built around three principal factors. The opening fanfare, one that has a Pavlovian call to immediately get on your feet. Those tumbling beats upon which Everlast waxes poetic about cops in donut shops and serving people like John McEnroe. I don't know the millennial equivalent, maybe Sinner or Tsitsipas. There's also that siren squeak squawk noise that repeats throughout the song incessantly. Released in 1992, against the backdrop of Ice Cube and N.W.A., House of Pain's rowdy but reassuringly juvenile party anthem Jump Around proved an instant hit with pop fans and drunken college kids, sending the self-styled Irish thug rappers to the top of the charts. House of Pain, namely Eric Schroddy, Daniel O'Connor and Lior Dimant, hit on their now iconic branding after a bit of a wobbly start in the game. Schroddy, aka Everlast, had already released an album as a member of Ice-T's Rhyme Syndicate, which sank without trace in 1990. The Soviet Latvia-born Dimont, having dropped out of high school to become Everlast's DJ Lethal, was also in the doldrums. Lethal, of course, going on to be the turntablist for nu metal titans Limp Bizkit. Now, the Irishness of this track is argued about. A lot. It is, for want of some better phrasing, what could be described as a touch of plastic paddyism. The most authentically Irish-sounding member of the group, Danny Boy O'Connor, took a backseat musically as a co-rapper, focusing more on design and branding, with dire financial consequences. Danny Boy has gone on to explain that since he didn't co-write this song, he doesn't get any royalties from performing it. I wish somebody would have explained that you don't get money just for performing on the track. What I do is design aesthetics, he ruminated on the song's 20th anniversary. It just didn't sink in. I was too drunk or something. O'Connor's Irish branding was a crucial element of the group's moment in the spotlight, as they reinvented themselves as a shamrock-studded, Guinness-swilling lad squad with slick rhymes, short tempers, and an artfully positioned taste for Boston Celtics merch. Although some in Ireland found their commercialised jobbery distasteful, Everlast was unrepentant. If you go by that little inscription on the Statue of Liberty, the purest idea of America is complete cultural chaos, he told Spin magazine. House of Pain delivered on that thanks to DJ Muggs, an Italian adoptee raised by Norwegians in Queens. Muggs, who turned out Ice Cube's Check Yourself around the same time, created the beat that ended up on Jump Around, having offered it to Ice Cube and Cypress Hill to no avail. Everlast knew a good thing when he heard one and churned out the lyrics in his driveway, inspired by dancehall singer Shabba Ranks, and an unlikely hit was born. The song opens with those distinctive horn samples recognisable from Bob and Earl's 1963 track Harlem Shuffle, and continuously incorporates elements from Chubby Checker's Popeye the Hitchhiker. However, its signature sound is somewhat more elusive, the Psycho-like horn screech. Grammy award-winning musician Questlove has linked the sample to Prince's Get Off, while others have traced it back to the saxophone blast in Junior Walker's Shoot Your Shot. Muggs has kept quiet about this detail, likely to steer clear of potential licensing fees. With its raucous incitement to pack it up, pack it in, the song flattened notions of age, geography and decency. Its frat party credentials were laid down by the video, which shows the group cavorting at the 1992 New York St. Patrick's Day Parade. In the same year, producer rapper Pete Rock released a laid-back remix. House of Pain's disillusioned suburban white guy fanbase were richly rewarded with cover versions by nu metal and rap rock luminaries such as Limp Bizkit and Vanilla Ice. Even Insane Clown Posse, the horrorcore Detroit hip-hop duo, revived it in 2012. The 21st century has seen the song being put to edgier musical uses and more skeptical consideration of its harmless knuckleheaded gusto. Sampled in Kanye West's remixed Black Skinhead and Calm Down by Busta Rhymes and Eminem. It also featured in Hollywood movie Black Hawk Down to humanize American troops who, quote unquote, intervene in Somalia. House of Pain broke up in 1996. Everlast enjoyed a successful second act in alt-rock, winning a Grammy for his collaboration with Carlos Santana. Put your lights on. Diamant put his scratching skills to service of Limp Bizkit, and Muggs went on to receive 3 Grammy nominations for tracks including Cypress Hill's Insane in the Brain. Danny Boy fell into a crippling meth addiction and debt spiral, but he overcame it in time for the band's 25th anniversary tour. A happy ending indeed for the party hooligans of yesteryear. House of Pain is by and large a one-hit wonder, and with this song being their one hit, Jump Around is their debut single after all, derived from their first album itself being entitled House of Pain. The track went on to be certified platinum in the US and the UK, and in addition to that, it reached number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. It also hit number 8 on the UK singles chart. Furthermore, it soared to number 1 on the UK dance chart, and the album itself, presumably on the strength of this track alone, also achieved RIAA Platinum certification. The music video to this track, which was directed by David Perez Shadi, was filmed during the 1992 version of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. The parade is a major event held annually in New York City. Both Everlast and his former House of Pain cohort Danny Boy are Irish of descent, and because of this connection, this clip has gone on to become rap's most famous Irish-American video of all time. This was also the song that helped House of Pain land their first record deal. It was with Tommy Boy Records, the same label that worked with De La Soul and put out Jump Around as a single. It is also important to note that in 1992, there was a different track with a jump-oriented theme. Jump by Chris Cross, which also proved to be extremely popular. Despite decades of slams, get lows and hip-hop parades, no dumbout arena anthem has proven as sublimely Pavlovian as House of Pain's indomitable cattle prod Jump Around. It's the kind of shit you can put a lampshade on your head and act like an idiot to, accurately observes Danny Boy, the crew's resident agitated synapse. It's our generation's Louie Louie, he adds. Everlast said, "The first time I heard it in public, I was in New York at a club. I forget the name of it, but it was on the second floor of a building. That record came on, and I swear to God, it wasn't even out yet. It was like a promo or something. It seemed like everybody in that club knew the record right away. The floor was wobbling beneath your feet. Everybody was jumping like that. It was crazy." Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat. This week's Song 2 was put together using ig.ft.com, songmeaningsandfacts.com, spin.com, genius.com, songfacts.com, Wikipedia, oldtimemusic.com, and some good old memories. And that seems to be it then for yet another episode. Even if we are yet to convince you, please do drop us a review, hit a star rating, and bash the life out of the subscribe button. It really does help. Song 2 this week was researched, written, voiced, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Thanks for listening. Like no punk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the door. Oh, yeah.